You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
There are people who will not submit to the counsel of God, that come into the proximity of ministry but never really enter in, and wonder why you come short. You're gifted enough to carry a conversation, and you're gifted enough to get a person saved. You're gifted enough to do a counseling session, but it will not last for long because you don't lay out before the Lord.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Anointed. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3.
Many of us are in the grind of ministry and we have no unction or no release from heaven to spread over the work. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The unction is upon me, for he has anointed me or spread me with favor and savor or flavor and a feeling or a delight over the things that he's called me to do. It is hard to do this work without unction, without something in the atmosphere. It's hard to play music without unction. It is hard to sing every week without unction. It's hard to preach without unction. It is hard to receive from God without his flavor, without his delight, sprinkling over your feelings to make your heart soar and want to respond to it, versus looking at the clock saying you preached too long. You need unction from the Holy Ghost. The world would say we need vibe. You don't need vibe. You need something that comes from God. All vibe is that I can identify with you, but it's short-lived without unction. Unction comes from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And I'm asking God to send it, that you would start seeing the sprinkles of the Lord on the work that you're called to do. It just won't be, well, I'm going to get on my duty, to do my duty at work or to do my duty at the church. It's my time to usher. It's my time to sing. It's my time to be on the camera. No, there's something sprinkled on the camera. There's something sprinkled on my path to say go. And there's a delight that comes to my heart when I please the Lord. In the realm of the kingdom of God or kingdom dynamics, unction is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. People are looking for vibe in the world, and they're connecting with people that give them vibe. But you need unction. It's got to be purpose driven. This unction, I believe, is one of the divine enablements by which God helps us, or helps me, to preach, for teachers to teach, for singers to sing, for minstrels to play, for the church worker to get it done, to jump to it. Jump to it. And I need unction to help me to jump to it, because sometimes I don't want to jump, especially when they got an attitude. But the Christian worker needs unction to get the work done. The father needs unction to provide and to love. And the mother needs unction to nurture and to provide an atmosphere. And the spouse needs unction to serve in the house, and our accomplishments are depending on the unction. If your accomplishments had voice, they would say, why haven't you got it done yet? If your accomplishment had voice, it would say, I've been waiting on you, and you have the ability, but where is the drive? Your accomplishment would say, it was already finished in Christ. I have good plans for you, not bad plans. So why haven't you fulfilled the work? You don't have unction. I've been waiting at the finish line for you to cross over. And you give up every time. Glory to God, help me, Jesus. But today is a new day. Release to this atmosphere the unction of the Holy Ghost. Father! Upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, release the spirit of grace and supplication that we will look upon the one who was pierced, glory to God, and mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. What does that mean? God has to release the unction from the Holy Ghost so you can see Jesus for who he is. And then you will mourn like you know him. You won't be able to walk past him and say, I don't care. You won't be able to walk past your job and say, I forgot. If God can release unction, then all of us can enjoy the grace of accomplishment. Glory to God. Without unction, there is no attaining the spiritual realms. There is no climbing Jacob's ladder. Glory to God. The ladder's there, but Jacob wouldn't see it if it wasn't for unction. It had to be released from the Lord. And you can't expect people to give it to you. Lift up your eyes from this place. Let God release unction in your life so you can accomplish what he sent you to accomplish. Let's talk about authentic anointing. Write it down. Every authentic anointing will leave clues. I'm going to show you four things and I'm out of here that the anointing is not, so you can understand authenticity. The anointing, number one, is not a substitute for preparation. There are people who have an anointing or they have gifts, they don't care about preparation. They just want to show up and grab a mic. But an authentic anointing is not the substitute for preparation. You still should prepare. Thank you, Lord. People can tell if you're not prepared when you grab this mic, if you hear a truth revealed. But if you are prepared, even if your message is short, they're going to receive it because that's the way we're trained. But I see a lot of people who have gifts and intellect and they rest on it versus applying themselves to prep themselves and allow the anointing to rest on your preparation, not just on your gift. There are people who will not submit to the counsel of God that come into the proximity of ministry but never really enter in and wonder why you come short. You're gifted enough to carry a conversation and you're gifted enough to get a person saved. You're gifted enough to do a counseling session, but it will not last for long because you don't lay out before the Lord. You're gifted. You can teach the new members class without looking at the book, but you won't go over it before you teach a new class. You're so gifted, you don't need to come to practice. You can sing without practice, so I ain't going tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Our tech came in to fix our organ today, this week. And I was with the man. He works on Hammond organs. And when he opened up the organ, he told me, he said, listen, This is a good organ. And I came here 7 years ago, and I put a vial of oil in the cabinet, and it's still full. Which simply meant that we haven't poured oil in the cylinders. I want you all to know something. I believe this is an indicator of our ministry. The oil is in the midst of you, but you didn't access it. Everything you need is locked up in your cabinet, but you won't access it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Actually, there's oil that you're sitting under. It's under, you're sitting on it. Thank you, Lord. You're sitting on the oil because you won't make movement in prep time. Thank you, God. And I'm supposed to preach hell out of us when all we got to do is open up your cabinet, open up your heart, and access what he already put there. And we'll go somewhere. To young preachers that are gifted, can talk, and everybody told you that you're going to make it, but you don't put prep time in what you do. I got that already. One of the worst things we can do is ordain you at 13. Paul told Timothy and Titus, lay hands suddenly on no one, lest a novice start becoming proud. Woo, Jesus. Glory to God. So the younger you are when you're anointed, you got to be careful because you'll stop growing. You need unction and passion to keep pushing you forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you never stop prepping yourself. Glory to God. I want to say to every ministry in our church, there's oil in your cabinet. You must access it. There's oil for the worker, and oil for the teacher, and oil for the preacher, and oil for the ambassadors for Christ, and oil for communication and promotion, and oil for the outreach ministry, and oil for the HCI. But when are we going to access it? When are we going to open up the cabinet and pull out what's already there? Thank you, Lord. Paul told his young protege, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. That's preparation, a worker that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing. I think I'm in the book here. 2 Timothy 2:15, write it down. This is what Paul told his protege, to the proteges. I don't need mentorship. I got it. You're wrong if you say that. All of us need mentorship. Paul told Timothy, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I have to apply myself so I don't say something that's not biblical. And if I do, I correct it. Because any one of us can go astray as it relates to interpretation. The anointing is not a substitute for your prep time. Thank you, Lord. Number two. Write it down. The anointing is not a shortcut to success. You're not supposed to use it just to make money. God will bless you with the money, with the bag, if you do what he tells you to do. But it is not a shortcut. In other words, you got fired from your job, so now your anointing is going to make up your salary. No, you need to be right on your job as much as possible. And let God add to you as you move forward. Some people think if they could get this great anointing, then they have it made. But really, the anointing is for the people. If God anointed you, he's anointed you for the people. If he anointed you, he's anointed you for your spouse or your children. If he's anointed you, he's anointed you for the work that you have to do to help them. It is not for you to be successful. He poured it on you for them. Oh my God. It is so sacrificial, you'll understand it as you get in ministry. You're constantly pouring, even when you need to be poured into. Thank you, Lord. Years ago, I had a young man come to the church. He was gung-ho. I thought he was passionate. And after about 6 weeks, he asked me, he said, what do I need to do to be an elder or a deacon after 6 weeks? So I said, I don't know if that's in the equation right now, but what I think you can do is we need ushers and we need people to help us with the people if you can just serve. So he grabbed me up under my arms. We were standing in the court. He grabbed me like aggressively. He said, you don't know who I am. So I grabbed him. I'm the wrong one. I don't know what you think about preachers, but I'm the wrong one. So I grabbed him back. I said, I don't need to know who you are. But now I know. Y'all understand? And so he left the ministry and started a church called Shortcut. Abundant Life. Have you ever heard anything as foolish as that? Is there a shortcut to abundant life? Or is there a way? The way to eternal life is through a person. Not grabbing a preacher because he don't tell you what you want to hear. And you're supposed to be an elder of who? I told him while I grabbed him, if Moses was here, he wouldn't say what you're saying. He would say God chose Clark and you need to get with him. Because he was the meekest on the face of the earth. I don't need to know you. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me, y'all, but that's history. But I had to get you all something here. Because somebody may want to grab the preacher. Ain't no shortcuts. You better sit down. Let me tell you something. Worst thing you can do is grab an anointed person that got six shooters on their hip. You don't need to be doing that. Come on, man. Don't be doing that. Get yourself right. I'm worse than my dear. Okay. Shoot. There is no shortcut. Get that in your spirit. You don't go around the process to become elders or leaders or whatever because you feel you're anointed. Go through the process. Even Elisha did. He became one of the greatest miracle workers in the Old Testament. He's second to Jesus. And he went through hell. He went through a schizophrenic leader. He went to Gilgal, the place of the cutting, to Jericho, the place of testing. He crossed the Jordan, which represents the lifespan coming to an end. And he still had to see the mantle released in the atmosphere before he and catch it before he can become what God wanted him to become. There's something about a process servant. There is no shortcuts to it. And God uses the trial that you're going through to make you to be the person that he's taking you to be. Don't shortcut it. You will short circuit your anointing. You will put a surge protector on the anointing. You won't get the full brunt of what God is trying to release in your life. Thank you, God. Number three, there's only four. Whew. The anointing is not your only stamp of approval. Which means some people feel like because they're anointed, they can treat anybody any kind of way they want. I've seen it. I've seen preachers, you can't touch me. Don't get around me. Flawed, tore up from the floor, but because they're anointed, they want to stand in this place where like nobody else can achieve. And I've seen members who are anointed. Have you ever sat on a row and a person say, why are you sitting next to me? If that never happened to you, I'm just telling you that you're not as injured as you think you are. Because I've seen it happen. In 1999, one of our beloved members who's gone on to be with the Lord sat next to a lady and she did just like this. All these seats, why are you sitting next to me? And she said, I'm sorry. She's the member. The other person is a visitor. And some of y'all are mad with church because somebody says something. They're not even connected with the church. They just attend here. If you're really connected, you're not going to have no bad attitude perpetually. It just can't happen. But anybody can come. You know what the lady said, Miss Juana? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. And got up and moved down, so gave her some space. And still worship. Amen. You want to know if you're real saved, really saved? When you get offended, do you go home or do you still worship? Right. When you're anointed for worship, you're going to worship anyway. Because that's just the devil trying to give us a distraction. But I'm not going to let you pull me out of my strength. I need to worship. I was born to worship. So your anointing is not your stamp of approval or your only stamp of approval. You don't have to check your attitude at the door. You don't have to get along with people. The anointing doesn't isolate you from those things. Thank you, Lord. If you're pouring oil in your car, would you think it would be wiser for you to use a funnel or to try to do it by hand? Okay. Because the purpose of the oil is to get where? Into the engine. Some people think that their job as the anointing is just to pour. But it's not going to where it needs to go. A person has to be able to receive your anointing and your pour to really benefit from it. A pastor who's anointed that doesn't have a funnel, doesn't have the ability to insert it in the right opening and then pour in it so it can maximize its effectiveness. Then all you're doing is pouring it on top of the engine, and when it gets hot, it's going to smell. When you need the oil to go inside and lubricate the pistons. So when we run, we won't get hot with each other. It means nothing if you got the knowledge of God and nobody's listening to you because of an attitude. Where is your funnel? And can you slow it down that it doesn't run over the funnel? It has a certain apparatus or a certain circumference. For circumference, I'm using a word, I can't think of the word right now, but it has a certain size to it. And if you pour it too fast, it's going to bottleneck up out of it. You got to take your time and pour. That's really the art of pastoring. I got to get it to the needed spot. The anointing is not exclusively synonymous. Write it down. With a specific style. It is not exclusively synonymous with a specific style. You may like a style, but God didn't have to use the style that you like to get his word to you. And some of you have come from preaching churches, but I'm a teacher primarily. And so my anointing is not locked to a previous or specific style. In other words, I don't have to preach for people to get it. People may shout now when a preacher comes up, which I don't have a problem with it, but it's not limited to a style. That's right. That's right. And if you're waiting for a style to move you, you're going to miss the anointing. You got to be open to what God is saying. Every time I sit under the word, I focus. And I say, what is in this message for me? Not for them. That's what I say. And I'm asking you, those that are anointed, to have the same prayer. Stop passing the message off to other people and say, God, what are you saying to me?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Anointed, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2312-0311. That's reference number 2312-0311.
Get ready for the annual Family Christmas Extravaganza, the largest Christmas party on the Space Coast, on Saturday, December 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fred Poppy Regional Park in Palm Bay. Everything is F-R-E-E, free. Free bounce houses, horse rides, and live entertainment, and of course, free food. So leave your wallet at home and bring your family out to participate in this amazing outreach to our community. For more information, please visit FamilyChristmasExtravaganza.com. It is almost time. Yes, it's nearly time for the Ministry of Education Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Eve, Sunday, December the 24th at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2023 draws to an end, we extend a personal invitation to you, your friends, and your family to celebrate New Year's Eve with us on Sunday, December 31st. What better way to cross over into the year of divine order than by spending it praising and thanking God? Doors will open at 9 p.m. and the worship experience starts at 10, so come early to get your seat.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Thank you.